Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we give this time to you. We believe in the promises of your word that you sent your Son, and through him you redeem a lost people to yourself. We desire and we seek to please you during this time. We would honor you, we would exalt you and the Son that you gave for us. We pray in his name. Amen. Tonight, for our time around the Lord's table, we're going to use a passage from 1 Peter chapter 1. So turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. It's a passage that speaks about redemption. Redemption that we've been singing about for the last two or three songs. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And if you address as Father, the one who judges, according to the work of each man, conduct yourself in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, this blood of Christ. Again, this is a passage about redemption. But whenever we speak about redemption, we need to speak about that from which we've been redeemed. In verse 18 of this passage, Peter tells us clearly that every baby that's born into this world is born into a position of futility before a holy God. Futility. It's a futility that's characterized by a darkness of their mind and a hardness of their heart. This is not a hardness or a darkness that is from God. This comes by virtue of the fact that every baby born on this earth was born to human parents. So that's the bad news. Then when Peter begins to talk about redemption, he talks about what we have not been redeemed by. He says also in verse 18 that we haven't been redeemed by things that are perishable, things like gold and silver. But he says that we've been redeemed, what we have been redeemed by is the precious blood of Christ. He speaks as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless. And when Jesus is referred to as the Lamb, the Jewish audience to which Peter is writing immediately thinks of the Old Testament and the sacrificial system, wherein a man in sin would bring an animal to the priest would slay the lamb, and the shed blood of that lamb would cover the sin of that man before a holy God. But Peter doesn't stop there. He distinguishes the blood of Jesus as being unique from that of the blood of any animal because he describes it as being precious. The blood of Jesus is described as being precious. The author of Hebrews tells us in chapter 10 that the blood of a goat or a bull can never, even if offered year after year after year, make us perfect before a holy God and remove our sin. Can never remove our sin. But he tells us in chapter 9 of Hebrews that Jesus, when he serves as our high priest, he enters through a completely different kind of tabernacle than was used in the Old Testament. It's not a tabernacle that was made by human hands. It's not a tabernacle that was made by blood. It's a tabernacle that is higher and is more excellent, more perfect than any other tabernacle. And that tabernacle is the tabernacle of his own blood. And that is the precious blood to which Peter is referring here. The precious blood of Jesus is sufficient to satisfy the demands of God's justice for a sinful man against him. The sin of a Christian is an infinite offense against a holy God. And the response of a holy God to the sin of a Christian is an infinite amount of wrath. And Jesus, because he was a different kind of sacrifice, because he was not created and not of this world, was able to withstand the fury, the infinite fury, of a holy God against all who would believe on that cross outside of Jerusalem. If you're here today and you believe in that Jesus, you place your trust in Jesus because he was different. He has a different character than any before him, than any other sacrificial system. This is a time for you. If you believe that when Jesus hung on that cross, he bore away from everybody who would place their trust in him the wrath and fury that God had stored up against them, please join us in celebrating the Lord's table together. However, if you believe that there is some other form of sacrifice that will meet God's justice system and will meet the demands of God's justice. This is not a time for you. If you don't believe that God has stored up a finite measure of wrath against you for your sin, you are mistaken. You need to understand that the sin of every person is an infinite offense against the holy God. When the tray comes to you, simply take the elements and pass them by, but please do not hesitate to speak with myself or any of the other elders or the person next to you. We can talk with you more after the service about how Jesus is a unique sacrifice sent to save those who place their trust in him. So as the men come forward and distribute the elements, take them and hold them. When everybody has received, we'll partake together.